With all eight precincts reporting in by about 11:30 Tuesday night, Wrangell incumbent Peggy Wilson was leading with 1,014 votes, or 53%. Challenger Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg showed 895 votes, or 47%, according to the Division of Elections. That does not include absentee ballots. Just in Petersburg, there were at least 105 absentee and 16 question ballots, according to elections officials, and if that's any indication, there are likely to be several hundred absentee ballots district-wide. So with a lead of only 119 votes so far, Wilson was not ready to claim victory.
Well, I'm hopefully optimistic, but I'm sure not saying that I won yet, because it's still anybody's ball game, I think.
District 2 includes Petersburg, Wrangell, Sitka, and several smaller towns. This is Samuelson's second attempt at a primary run, and the margin is far tighter than in 2008, when Samuelson only took about 40%. So far, a rough breakdown of the unofficial results this year show Wilson was leading with about 53% in Sitka and 69% in Wrangell, while Samuelson was ahead in Petersburg with 58%. Samuelson agreed the race was too close to call Tuesday night.
But I am very happy with the support that I've gotten so far, and really it's due to all the people that have been helping me out so much and coming out and voting, and the managers and everybody just really pulling for me. So I'm very happy with the margin today, and hopefully we can work on that number.
The winner won't be clear until the Division of Elections tallies up all the absentee and question ballots from Tuesday's primary. Wilson is seeking her sixth term in the House. She's a registered nurse who first came to Alaska in 1993 and also served in the North Carolina legislature before moving west. Samuelson grew up in Petersburg and spent 21 years commercial fishing. He currently works at Hammer and Wecon Hardware, where he's also on the board. He serves on Petersburg's Planning and Zoning Commission. The winner of Tuesday's close primary will face Sitka Democrat Reber Stein. Stein's looking forward to campaigning around the district. He says it's time for a focus on Southeast issues.
Right. I think as I read this, Peggy in her time is in a deeper orbit and getting involved with statewide issues in which we really, due to our size, have little influence on. And I think Stephen made a good argument, and it'll be an argument that I carry on, that we have tangible Southeast concerns that through good relationships with other legislators, we can have these concerns addressed and get our priorities on the radar of other legislators.
Stein spent much of his youth in Sitka and has lived there for about 30 years. He works in technical support for the state's largest employee union, the Alaska State Employees Association. He currently serves on the Sitka Borough Assembly. Stein had no challenger in Tuesday's primary and received 789 votes, not including absentee ballots. Voter turnout on primary day varied between 24% and 30% around District 2. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.